Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Black Brick by Dan Decker. Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. Last week on Black Brick. Have you thought this through? I asked. Shannon and I were left alive by Andrew's murderer for a reason. If Varga was behind that, he might recognize us. Beltran frowned. Unlikely. Bruce Andrews was Vargo's liaison with Kurt. Get going. First, Andrews was stealing from the company. Now, it sounded like he'd been doing it under orders from the CEO. What was going on? What had we missed? When had Beltran learned this, and why did he wait until now to tell us? Shaking my head, but deciding against further voicing my doubts, I left with Shannon in tow. If the information was true, that blew apart our theory that the shooter from the other night was working for Daigon. Quite the show in there, Shannon said once we were out of the room. Next time you're going to explode like that, let me know. I'll bring popcorn and a Coke. I did not respond and tried to forget what had happened, but knew I never would. The thought of Lisa's curious, bright face being torched with flame would plague me for a long time. Now, on to this week's story. 7. It took considerable control to not wolf down my food when our orders arrived. I was famished and bit into the hamburger, swallowed, and took another bite. This was the first chance to eat since some stale peanuts I had had on the plane. There had not been time for a meal after my run on the beach with Tom and Martinez earlier that morning. As soon as we'd finished cleaning up, we had left for Kurt's house. I had downed a Gatorade and had eaten a Cliff Bar on our way. After our work there, I had been too distracted by my worry about what the police had on us to think about eating. When we'd gotten off the plane, Beltran's order to return had stopped us from getting dinner. I ripped off another bite and looked around the restaurant, trying to appear like a casual observer. It was unfortunate that I wasn't going to be able to enjoy my meal properly. We had had to scramble after our briefing with Beltran and the others to get here before Vargo. It was loud and hard to hear. The stale smell of fries and onion hung in the air. My eyes glossed over Vargo and the woman he was with, Janessa Carlton. They were several tables over, and their conversation was being relayed to us from a surveillance van several blocks away. A member of the surveillance team had been able to slip a bug onto Janessa before they had entered the restaurant. Vargo was paranoid and had his office, his person, and everything else around him swept for bugs on a regular basis. It was lucky our team had been able to get to Janessa as they entered the restaurant, otherwise Shannon and I would have been sitting here in the dark. That would not have been so bad. It had been weeks since the last time we had managed to slip out of work and enjoy ourselves. I was only giving casual attention to Vargo's conversation over my earbud. Based on what I'd heard already, Vargo didn't seem likely to discuss Daigon's covert activities with Janessa. At the moment, they were discussing an employee that was giving Vargo a headache. Janessa was a human resource consultant to Daigon, and Vargo regularly sought her services. According to our surveillance team, it was not uncommon for them to meet for lunch or dinner and discuss various problems. When somebody needed to be fired, she handled everything. She also did recruiting as well. Shannon twirled her fork in her pasta and raised some to her mouth. She had a direct view of Vargo, but I could tell she, too, was bored. I could not decide if Beltran was paranoid or if he had information that he was not sharing. If my theory was correct and the sniper that took out Andrews was from Daigon, Vargo would not be in danger. And even if Vargo wasn't safe, what did we care? We had been trying to nail him to the criminal activity of his company for the better part of 2 years. I suppose that as a government agent, I should have subscribed more to the innocent until proven guilty philosophy of our justice system, but I did not like spending my evening playing babysitter. It had already been a long day, and I needed time to process everything that had happened. The quick glance I had caught when we were seated was enough for me to know that Janessa was a fastidious dresser, but that she paled in comparison to Shannon. Well, at least when Shannon bothered to smile. The red evening gown Shannon wore suited her, if not the restaurant. When we had left Black Brick, the surveillance team had told us that Vargo was wearing a tuxedo and had purchased tickets to the opera. Halfway there, we had received a call that Vargo had changed directions, and our team knew enough about Vargo's habits that they had given us instructions to come here. This is why I started off wearing a bow tie but had ditched it and swapped out the suit jacket for a leather coat that happened to be in the company car we had taken. I was not sure who it belonged to, but I was glad to make use of it. It was a bit small, but passable at a glance. Shannon had not been as lucky because her formal gown wasn't as easily dressed down. If I was taking out a woman like the one who now accompanied Vargo, even if it were just business, I would have chosen a classier restaurant. A restaurant with televisions hanging on the walls, tuned to basketball games, was not my idea of a good date. Vargo was a wealthy executive, and he had chosen to take his attractive consultant to a hole-in-the-wall hamburger joint? It seemed strange to me, but maybe the man just liked his hamburgers. I leaned towards Shannon. How long have you known about Cherry and Martinez? She had not looked surprised to see the flirty exchange between the two of them during the briefing earlier. I still could not believe that Beltran had ignored it. There was no way he had not noticed. Perhaps Martinez had done it on purpose to try and get a rise out of Beltran. That was something he sometimes did. What do you mean? Shannon took a sip of her water and studied me with a slight frown and a considering look. I took another bite. The burger was not particularly good, but it was big and required two hands. Ketchup and mustard, along with some grease dripped down onto my chin, and I grabbed a napkin while precariously holding the burger with the other. Why do you always call him Martinez? Shannon asked. He prefers Bill. Sure, Bill and Cherry. That took me by surprise. In my dislike for Martinez, I had not realized I had been calling him by his last name. I hoped my distaste for him was not obvious. The brutal techniques Martinez used were not common knowledge. Shannon was no longer paying attention to me and did not hear my last statement. I nudged her. She gave me an annoyed look and shook her head. She started to raise her hand and then stopped, looking like she wanted to point to her ear. I turned my attention back to the earbud. Your plan depended on a weak link, Janessa said. It was too much of a risk. It got the job done, didn't it? Vargo said. By the tone of his voice, I could tell he was giving her an annoying grin. But we have a mess now. Are you behind it? I have a hard enough time fighting fires for you internally. If you are, and this becomes public, it will be outside of my skill set to handle it for you. There was a pause in the conversation, and I got the impression that Vargo was taking the time to make eye contact so he could send his point home. Janessa, he said, I did not have anything to do with this. There was a lengthy pause. I've been calling in favors from my oldest friends to get you the best. Employees like Lauren Griffith are hard to find and harder to keep. I would be very disappointed to learn that I'm putting them into a toxic situation. Lauren is working out great, Vargo said. You were right about trusting her. I'm glad to hear it, she said. If I find out you had something to do with this thing, I will terminate my contract and pilfer those I've brought to you for my other clients. The way Janessa was talking, it sounded like Griffith would be more loyal to Janessa than Vargo. I made a mental note to mention this to Beltran. He likely already knew of this dynamic, but it would not hurt to make sure. You've nothing to worry about, Vargo said. I promise. Apparently that satisfied her because they moved on to other things. Their conversation had been innocuous enough that it could have been about anything, but with the weak leak reference, my mind jumped to Jason Kurt. If Beltran was correct about the relationship between Vargo and Kurt by using Andrews as an intermediary, then Vargo had known Kurt was a weak link. He probably expected Kurt to steal from them as he siphoned money over to Payne. Was that the job that Vargo had been referring to? Could the mess be the explosion at the Kurt home? Had Vargo been working late because he had been coordinating the attack? I looked at Shannon and could tell that she was jumping to the same conclusions. All small talk between us ceased as we spent the rest of the evening listening to every word they said, even though they never returned to the topic. Once they finished their meal, we followed them as Vargo had his driver drop Janessa off before taking him home. After that, the surveillance team told us we could go home because Vargo's place was too secure and there was nothing more we could do. On the drive back to Black Brick, I promised myself that if I ever learned for a fact that Vargo had been behind the deaths of Jason Kurt and his sister, I would make sure that Vargo did not get away with it. That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com and you will receive a free ebook. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker. All rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LC.